Despite advances in diagnostics and treatment, cancer remains a leading cause of death worldwide. Many cancers are already metastatic at presentation due to limited options for early cancer screening, many of which involve invasive physical exams, tissue biopsies, or radiation for imaging. A major challenge in effective cancer treatment is therefore early disease diagnosis, which would greatly improve patient survival. Current and emerging molecular biomarkers for cancer detection and progression monitoring are vital to cancer management, but the challenge remains to identify those with adequate sensitivity and specificity for accurate diagnosis and prognosis. Preclinical and clinical applications of cancer biomarker imaging. Biospecimen-derived and imaging biomarkers are both widely used in oncology research and clinical practice. In healthcare settings, biomarker imaging applications include diagnosing and staging cancer, targeting treatments, and predicting and monitoring therapeutic efficacy and/or toxicity, whereas research applications include guiding drug development and tracking drug efficacy and resistance. Although biomarkers are useful for clinical practice, those that do not cross the translational gap can still further research in drug discovery. For example, left ventricular ejection fraction, a safety biomarker, can guide recruitment and continuation in many clinical trials through scintigraphy or ultrasound imaging. In this article, we review several modalities commonly used for cancer biomarker imaging at preclinical stages, as well as recent technological advances. Common techniques for cancer biomarker imaging in preclinical research. Non-invasive preclinical cancer imaging enables the study of proliferation, metabolism, apoptosis, angiogenesis, and gene expression, and can be used to evaluate the therapeutic effects of drug candidates and guide surgical approaches. The choice of imaging technique depends on device availability, accessibility, and contrast sufficient for tumor imaging. Common biomarker imaging methods include fluorescence, bioluminescence, ultrasound, photoacoustic, positron emission tomography or PET, computed tomography or CT, and magnetic resonance imaging or MRI. This article will mostly focus on optical and acoustic imaging, but if you're interested in other preclinical imaging techniques, check out our other webinars and science news articles for more. Fluorescence and bioluminescence biomarker imaging. Fluorescence imaging requires an external light source to excite a fluorophore, which, on decay, releases low light energy. Although fluorescence imaging is often done in two dimensions, 3D imaging is possible with fluorescence molecular tomography, which can visualize tissue with a penetration depth of several centimeters in the red to near-infrared, or NIR, region. Traditional fluorescence relies on fluorophores excited by light in the 650 to 950 nanometer region, also known as NIR1, but this intrinsically suffers from strong light attenuation in tissues, as well as high autofluorescence that leads to shallow tissue penetration depth, low sensitivity, and high background signals. However, imaging at the NIR2 range, which spans from 1,000 to 1,700 nanometers, minimizes photon scattering and tissue autofluorescence, thereby increasing tissue penetration depth, sensitivity, and resolution. A great number of novel probes for improved fluorescence imaging have been reported in recent years, such as enzyme-activated NIR2 probes and plasmonic fluorescent nanoparticles. A smart nanoprobe consisting of a self-assembling cyclopeptide dye has been investigated, which responds to pH decreases in the tumor microenvironment by aggregating into larger nanoparticles, allowing for high contrast and resolution tumor imaging in mice. Rare earth-doped nanoparticles have also allowed for the visualization of tiny metastatic lesions in mice, while targeting heptamethine cyclin-9-based fluorophores have been used to target a diverse range of tumors. First described in 2022, neodymium-coordinated black phosphorus quantum dots have been used for efficient glioblastoma imaging in mice, as well as synergistic X-ray-induced photodynamic chemotherapy, while gadolinium-based virus-like nanoparticles have been shown to intraoperatively recognize residual tumors in a mouse model of breast cancer. Bioluminescence imaging relies on substrates like luciferin, which releases light when oxidized by a corresponding enzyme like luciferase. Bioluminescence imaging has also been used to monitor expression symptoms, visualize tumor growth, detect metastasis, and assess viral and gene therapies. However, this system has one minor flaw, as genetic engineering is required to express luciferase in mammalian cells. Current research efforts are focusing on developing luciferin-luciferase systems that are shifted towards the near-infrared region for brighter and more sustained signals compared to naturally occurring systems. For example, redshifted luciferins based on synthetic celetrazine analogs and corresponding nanoluc mutants have recently been used to develop a bioluminescence resonance energy-based Antares reporter for increased signal intensity and tissue penetration in vivo. Ultrasound and photoacoustic biomarker imaging. Ultrasound imaging relies on a transducer to generate sound pulses that propagate through tissue and are reflected back based on tissue density. Ultrasound has many applications in biomedical imaging and has been used to monitor cancer development and metastasis in animal models. Microbubble contrast agents have expanded the utility of preclinical ultrasound imaging to allow for detailed interrogation of the cancer microvasculature, a technique referred to as contrast-enhanced ultrasound imaging. For example, gemcitabine-loaded microbubbles have been used to substantially enhance tumor image quality in a murine pancreatic cancer model. Additionally, microbubbles that target the breast cancer marker B7H3 have been shown to differentiate normal mammarian glands from those containing ductal sarcoma in situ in mice. Photoacoustic imaging lies at the bridge of optical and acoustic imaging. By detecting optical absorption characteristics of biological tissue with ultrasound resolution, it can visualize molecular functional information in deep tissue better than pure optical imaging techniques. In this method, molecular vibration and small pressure waves caused by light absorption generate thermoelastic expansion, and the resulting acoustic waves are detected by ultrasound transducers. Whole-body photoacoustic imaging of small animals has been widely applied in preclinical biomedical research to guide therapies and monitor drug delivery to tumors. Fujifilm VisualSonics has specialized in ultra-high-frequency ultrasound and photoacoustic imaging for more than 20 years. Ultra-high-frequency ultrasound, up to 70 MHz, provides the resolution necessary to detect sub-millimeter tumors in preclinical cancer research models. Additionally, researchers can acquire functional data on blood flow, perfusion, and molecular expression with Doppler-based and contrast-enhanced imaging models. When ultra-high-frequency ultrasound is paired with the Vivo Laser X for photoacoustic imaging, anatomical and functional information can be co-registered with maps of oxygenation and biomarker distribution. Photoacoustic imaging with Vivo systems has proven to be a valuable tool in assessing animal models of breast, liver, and brain tumors, as well as bacterial infections and many other diseases. This multimodal imaging allows for tumor detection in a myriad of ways, from tumor volume and vascularization to oxygenation and molecular expression. VisualSonics' newest flagship program, the Vivo F2, is the world's first ultra-high to low-frequency ultrasound system. The expanded bandwidth of this platform and the addition of new transducers provides increased penetration depth, allowing researchers to image a variety of animal models using the same system. The Vivo F2 features improved signal processing for faster image acquisition and includes a triple transducer port for ease of switching between transducers and a new data acquisition mode called VADA, or Vivo Advanced Data Acquisition, allowing researchers to configure custom image sequences for advanced applications such as ultra-fast plane wave imaging. Together, the Vivo F2 and Laser X create a multimodal hybrid system that can provide researchers with anatomical, functional, and molecular data across different animal models like no other commercially available system. Several approaches for monitoring drug delivery and treatment response in animals through photoacoustic imaging has been described in recent years. For example, nanocarrier drug release has been monitored in a murine colon cancer model through a paclitaxel methylene blue conjugate with redox activity. During release, this conjugate spontaneously oxidizes to produce a concentration-dependent photoacoustic signal with up to a 649% signal enhancement after 10 hours. Optical resolution photoacoustic microscopy imaging has also been used to track vascular changes in a mouse model of prostate cancer and was shown to be a promising method for elucidating drug mechanisms in vivo and for monitoring and guiding cancer therapy. More recently, efforts in developing dual-mode imaging modalities have been published. For instance, a cyanine-based photocage has been described under hypoxic conditions, whose photolysis simultaneously produces fluorescent and photoacoustic signals for dual-mode tumor imaging. The combination of ultrasound and photoacoustic imaging has also been shown to reliably assess differences in tissue oxygenation between control and pancreatic tumor-bearing mice, which holds promise in assessing treatment responsibilities in longitudinal preclinical studies. Conclusions and future perspectives. Imaging biomarkers are essential to both routine cancer patient care and in research stages when investigating underlying mechanisms and potential therapies. Furthermore, non-invasive in vivo approaches for imaging animal models of cancer facilitate longitudinal treatment studies, which can recapitulate therapeutic effects in human cancers. Many preclinical imaging options are available to researchers, each with their own benefits and limitations. While each imaging modality has its own advantages and disadvantages, the shortcomings of each method can be overcome with the use of multimodal scanners. Dual-mode systems, such as the combination of ultrasound and photoacoustic imaging, could become an integral component of preclinical cancer imaging, enabling the assessment of tumor structure and function, and even facilitate the development of personalized medicine. For more insights into preclinical cancer research and methods, be sure to browse our latest webinars on cancer research.